Hey, what's up? I'm Tommy Light.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrew Monroe, and welcome to Are You Feeling It?
On this podcast, we bring you controversial topics,
risky situations,
and conversations most people are frankly afraid to have.
Ooh.
So get ready.
Wait, for what?
Are You Feeling It?
Oh, duh.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Are You Feeling It?
What's up, everyone?
How's your week been? I know mine's been a whole lot.
I know the week's been crazy, but first I want to get this out there because we just came into a completely different intro.
Yes, I'm so living for this intro.
I love this intro. It makes me feel, and I was telling Tommy when we were going through music, because as y'all know, we did come out with the Are You Feeling It? Let's Talk Drag Race. Our first episode aired on Tuesday. So I was super excited about that. And we were like, we've figured out a few new ways to do things on the...
Yeah, no, we've been working with the editing and whatever. Since we did the episode with Nate, I've been like editing a bit and like adding in some funny little sound effects. And on the Drag Race episode, if you watched on Tuesday, or actually it came out Wednesday.
Yeah.
We was a little late on that one.
And we'll get to that because our week's been crazy. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that intro because it's so, when we were picking out music, I was like, this is so 90s, 90210 vibes, which makes me personally happy as a kid from the 90s. Like, I loved 90210.
I thought all it was cute.
Yeah, so let us know if y'all love the new intro and everything. But, Tommy, how was your week? How's it been?
Ugh, it started off rough because I was in a bad place mentally. Mm-hmm. It was a rough time.
Which I love that you're able to sit here and, like, validate that for yourself.
Yeah, no, I was in a bad place mentally. I was overthinking some stuff that happened around Christmas with my parents because, as people may know, if they are valid listeners to the podcast...
Fans of the pod.
I was disowned 6 years ago, and that was in June, so I didn't get to have that Christmas with my family, and I haven't had six Christmases with my family. Mm-hmm. So... And it's not like I would want to at this point now, because, I mean, they haven't talked to me for 6 years, but they're just going to give me a phone call and be like, let's hang out.
You're like, what would we talk about?
I'm not going to be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Because they're not going to address the elephant in the room, and then you look like the bad person if you bring up the elephant in the room.
Long story short, they disowned my two brothers, my oldest and my youngest brother, and...
Which your little brother. If he's a fan of the pod, sorry.
They disowned them around June, April, something. I don't know. It was a time. And my older brother was having some struggles with it, and I don't know how my little brother was handling it. But, I mean, they seemed to be doing fine. And then my parents hit them up and were like, hey, can we hang out for Christmas? And I was a little bitter. I mean, I don't know why I felt so bitter. I think in my head I overthunk it. I overthought it.
You are clearly from Michigan and have not traveled much. I mean, you've traveled a lot, but you haven't traveled a lot in
and experienced a lot.
Because like, you were on the road.
In those places, because I was mostly on the road.
Yeah. Because overthunk. That's so funny.
I overthought it.
I don't know. I mean, if we're being honest and we're honest people, I feel like you do always get this way during Christmas, which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
Like, I think...
And I try not to do it every year. Mm-hmm. And some years I don't do it and I'm perfectly fine and I have a nice Christmas and it's a good time. But some, like, something happened like that, like, where I knew that my parents took back both of my brothers and still, like, didn't even shoot me a Merry Christmas.
We've had, what, three Christmases together now?
Yeah.
And I think this would probably be the most slump I've seen you in from it, from the last three Christmases. But it wasn't even during Christmas. You got into yours up a little after Christmas.
Yeah, it hit hard.
Yeah.
Because I was really, like, trying to, like, reminisce and, like, bring back my little Christmas spirit, and it just, like, I wanted to be Christmassy and fun, and then it started bringing back memories, and it was a little traumatic. It was a whole lot.
I understand it. My mom and I decided to go up to see my brother. He lives, like, 4 hours away. It was, like, a few days after Christmas. For Christmas. And take my nephew up there to hang out with him, his girlfriend or fiance or whatever, their daughter, and so Jason could hang out with Nova, his sister.
Yeah.
And we were driving, I think it was on the way back, she was asking me, she was like, asked me if my dad's side had, like, messaged me or said anything for Christmas or anything. And I said no. And she, I feel like she was more offended than I was.
People get like that.
Yeah, and I was like, it's fine, Mom. Like, I've gone 5 years without talking to them before. I don't know. They bring it to you every ball. I don't know why you gagging.
Yeah.
Like, that situation, like, I'm personally fine about it. It's honestly a relief for me. And
I don't have to deal with it.
I don't have to deal with the negativity from that side. But it's totally
not comparison. That's how I feel about my dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
And I haven't spoken to my grandparents. Well, I haven't spoken to, like, my dad's side of the family in general.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Right.
And then, especially after I got disowned, like, they probably just brewed over some shit and, like, prayed on it a whole lot.
I'm gonna pray on it.
We gonna pray on it together. We gonna pray on it in church. We gonna pray on it on the road. We gonna pray on it. They tried to pray the gay away like that. They said, we gonna pray on it. This child is flamboyant as fuck. Pray on it.
Send that child to Kentucky. We're praying on it. What do you think you would have done if they would have tried to send you to conversion therapy?
I would have probably ran away at that point.
You would have ran away?
I couldn't have done that. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I knew I was different. I didn't know why I was different for the longest time. I didn't even, like... I wasn't even truthful with myself until it was, like, 8th grade, 9th grade. Like, I was freshman in high school, so I was, like, just coming to terms with it. It was a whole lot. Because people have, like, bullied me and told me, like, oh, I'm the gay kid or whatever in high school. Or not in high school, in elementary and whatever. And it fucked me up, honestly.
Damn, that's crazy.
Kids are awful.
Yeah, no, kids are awful. I love that we're trying... Or that I've seen it more frequently. People say, fuck them kids. Because honestly, fuck them kids. Like,
so
I'm just like, I love kids. I do love kids. Don't get me wrong.
But wash your hands. Kids,
wash your hands. And I love kids that I choose to love. Like, family members. Or, like, extended family members. Or, like, my friends' kids. I love them. They're great. But this little nugget running around Meyer... Away from our parents, dodging
screaming.
And yeah, no, I can't. I'm sorry. We're being honest. We're just being honest people.
I just can't deal with this. Somebody get your hooligan.
Yeah, get your hooligan. I don't know. My week's been... I'm kind of getting back into that kind of... My mental health is kind of declining in some areas. Like, it's good some days. Good or bad other days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because, you know, I was working for a few days and then... A bunch of different situations happened at once, and so, like, and I'm in the process of another job, and the application process takes for fucking ever. But I was excited when I did my Zoom interview. I literally wore just a nice button-down shirt, and then I had these joggers that I'm wearing on now, my, like, comfy pants.
Okay,
on
so you was
because they're only seen from, like, my chest
looking
up.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, I was like, I am so fucking comfortable, and I think I had a better interview because I was comfortable from the waist down.
That's good.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. So, my mental health is kind of in, like, a downward slump some days. And it's because there's still nothing to do here besides, you know, shop or eat. And I don't want to spend money. And I'm tired of eating. Like, I don't want to gain weight.
I'm just nervous for what the future holds. I don't really spend a lot of my money.
Yeah, like, the restaurants are supposed to open back up. And I know that's food. But, like, that's work for me right now until I get another job. I was supposed to open back up the 15th, but we still haven't gotten full numbers of what happened during, like, Christmas New Year's and Christmas. Year. So, like, are we really going to open back up the 15th? I don't know.
I hope so.
But we have two new strains of coronavirus.
Yeah, one from
the UK
which is in Colorado.
There are now 4 or 5 states, Colorado, Florida, South Carolina, and New York, I believe, are the ones. And then there is a strain in... Africa, which is worse than the strain in the UK, in South Africa, that could potentially make its way also globally, which they are 70% times more infectious. They don't say it's more deadly, but they're new strains. We have to watch
this. This is insane at this point.
Yeah. So, like, are these vaccines going to be able to handle this new strain?
Uh-huh.
And especially the one from South Africa? Like... Shit's crazy in the world, and so, like, how I know we're all supposed to be locked up, and which I'm fine with, but there's some points where, like, we live in Michigan. It's snowy and cold.
Yeah.
And
I'm already depressed because of the seasons.
Yeah, so, like, we don't get a lot of sunshine as it is because mm-hmm. the sun goes up and down so much faster here now. And then the highest it gets is maybe 34, 36. Mm-hmm. So it's really not great to go outside and walk because, A, it's cold or it's wet and slushy and or gross. And so, like, I can't even get outside right now. So I'm either, like, going from here or to, like, Charles's house. Like, I'm in one of our close friends'
house. We gotta find you a hobby.
That birdhouse hanging from day 5 of quarantine back in March.
You gotta get another birdhouse.
I don't
get a bird church.
No. And I hate birds. I hate birds.
Has birds tattooed on him. Hates birds.
Did not say they weren't pretty.
Okay.
And they make great art. But them little fuckers can peck and claw your eyes out.
I got a bird feeder for the past summer.
I still see them fly up there. And you haven't refilled that in eons.
Because I ran out of it, and then I was broke because I got laid off. So I'm just like, I'm sorry, little birds. And they come back, and they're like, ooh, I thought this was someplace I could go.
I thought this was luxurious.
I thought this was mad luxurious.
They had a house and a feeder outside. This place is...
It was mad luxurious, and they was fucking.
Right, and they was fucking because the cats was inside. They could not get us. They had cats in a zoo.
They did basically had cats in a zoo.
Yeah.
From the balcony to the sliding glass door.
Isn't that a weird way to think of it? Like, the birds would think of this as a zoo because the cats are in here and behind a glass they can't get out.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. That's my high perspective. Which also...
Welcome to my high perspective.
Also, we're going to get more into politics later in. I just want to do... Just in my... As we're talking about weed and I'm high and I just want to make all the way turn around, like, relevancy to this. I just want to say a quick congratulations to Reverend Warnick, I want to say I pronounced his name right, and John Ossoff from Georgia for winning both the Senate election and the runoff in Georgia.
Ooh.
Congratulations. That means...
Thank God.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and the Democrats are now in power, even though I believe it's still 50-50, but since it's 50-50... Kamala Harris will make the deciding vote, so that makes the party, or that makes the Senate Democratic majority.
That's sickening.
So, with that being said, I know they talked about it here maybe like 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
that they were passing it through the House to legalize marijuana federally. Get that shit on the books. I know there's a lot of need to work on 2021. But put that on the books so I don't have to take a motherfucking drug test for these jobs. That is one thing, y'all. Listeners, fans, feelers, because that's what I'm going to call y'all right now until somebody gives me a different name, but feelers.
Feelers.
I am almost 30.
Are you feelers?
Are you feelers? I'm almost 30. I have never taken a drug test a day in my life, and I still kind of refuse, even though I'm about to have to take one for this job.
Oof.
I have ways around it that I'm working on.
Okay, get your life. But that's sad that we have to do that.
But it's sad that I have to do that. And even the lady on the phone was just like, I know that it's recreationally legal in Michigan, but we abide by federal law. And I'm like, for the institution, like, I understand, but like, I don't understand. But I'm like, okay. So like, I'm nervous. Like, I'm a 16-year-old trying to pass a drug test for something when I'm just like, I'm almost 30 and I'm just trying to get a job. I mean, all of your qualifications.
I just smoke weed.
What's the difference of me smoking a blunt when I get home than drinking a beer?
It helps my anxiety. Yeah.
I'm not killing my liver, technically. I don't know what I'm doing to my lungs.
I'm doing a little something, but I was already doing it.
But I was already doing it with cigarettes. But
speaking of...
But that's what I don't understand. Do you understand that? Why people consider weed bad, but alcohol good?
No, because to me, they're the same. I mean, I prefer marijuana over alcohol.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like alcohol makes me a little bit out of control. And I feel like with weed, I can smoke.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good, but I also like have control of what I'm doing.
And if we could get laws in place for driving while high... Because I don't think it's fair that there is a legal limit for drinking.
I mean, it's a little bit, like, but you can't... make a legal limit for marijuana.
And that's what I'm saying, because for technically, yeah, it's still in my system, but I'm not high sometimes after like 30 minutes, an hour.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I'm good to drive, but if you test me, I'm going to have it because an hour, like if I'm at a place, if I'm home and I smoke and I decide to leave somewhere 2 hours later, I'm definitely not high anymore.
No.
Definitely not high.
You're chilling.
I'm back to pretty much reality. Snap, or even more, I'm reality. More cautious because I'm thinking, okay, I just smoked. And they've done studies that when you're drunk and overthinking driving, it's actually worse than when you're high and overthinking driving, because you're more cautious as a high driver than you are a drunk driver.
A T. Because you'll see more high drivers driving a little bit slower.
Doing the speed limit, trying not to get busted, where, like, you're still going to swerve if you're drunk.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't fix those eyeballs.
No.
Those
drunk goggles are no joke.
Right, right. So I'm just like, if they could put like a time limit on it, maybe.
Yeah.
Because even if you test me after 2 hours of smoking and not smoking anything, maybe having a little snack and drinking some water or soda, yeah. I'm definitely not high.
I'm chilling.
I'm good to drive. But if you test me, I'm going to pull up weed because I smoked in that 2 hours and then I'm in jail for driving under the influence. So I don't understand it in my perspective.
It's a whole lot.
I don't know.
I went to a dispensary for the first time this week.
Yes, and how you said it would look like what?
It looked like Disjointed from Netflix.
I love that show. I should have went in. I did the drive-thru service.
There was a girl in a beanie in the back.
Yes.
And I'm just like, they got all
did this shit balls?
I don't think they had shit balls. But she spat her soda.
And my new hoodie.
Oh my god. So they didn't have shit balls, but the whitest man alive served me. I don't want to say served me, but gave me my marijuana.
So, like, you said whiter than me, right?
Oh, really, really white. I mean, it wasn't that he was white. It's just his name was, I think it was Mike or something like that.
Mike.
And it was just like, real, like, here's the product.
Oh, no.
Like,
keep telling your story. White. I'm just taking off this hoodie. Keep telling your story, though.
Anyway. So, it was a whole lot. I had to, like, pass through security to go up in there. I mean, like, as you should.
Right.
As you should. And there should be security outside. Like,
oh,
that
absolutely.
Feel a little protected, honestly, out here in the smoke shop. But
it was, protected out here in the smoke shop.
It was a good time. I had a great time.
They also have a great drive-through service. Like, I pulled up, and the building is beautiful on the outside, and they have, like, the archway thing.
Oh,
and
this is Loom Cannabis.
Yeah,
in Jackson,
Loom Cannabis. And they have the, like, I think they have electric car
plug-in ports. Plugs,
yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's totally dope because I totally believe we should all be driving electric cars.
Yeah.
but, so I just pulled in and then I texted the number, or the security guard came out to me and I was like, here, I'm here for a pickup. And he was like, a pickup? Oh, okay. And then he went and got somebody. And the security dude followed the worker from outside, when as soon as he walked outside, followed him to my car, so they always had a security person on them, and asked me for my name, gave him my driver's license and my card, and he gave me my card back, and then he ran inside, grabbed my bag, brought out the card reader, I slid it, and then I went, he brought me back my change, because, you know, that's how they do.
Yeah.
And I went on my merry way, and they come in the cool-ass bags. Like, I love your yellow bag.
I love the pouches that
they
come in.
Yeah, because mine was a Christmassy blue one with light bulbs. It's over at Charles's. I have to go grab it.
I really like mine. It's just yellow. It's, like, yellowish goldenrod. It's just, like,
golden
a little
rod.
Like,
a golden shower cute. Rod.
But the bottles they come in are, like, square medicine bottles. I'm
like, oh, they are worth opening than prescription
thick.
Bottles.
The problem is you gotta squeeze the sides.
They are stoner-proof and for a product made for stoners.
They're child-proof.
Like, what the fuck?
Hella child-proof. It says, keep this away from children on every item that they have.
Well, as
which, I mean,
should.
As you should.
Right.
But I'm just like, isn't that common sense?
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot of common sense warnings on everything. Because
right.
people are stupid.
So, as we're talking about, like, drugs and shit, on the segue, because I'm high, and I saw, like, things about it on Twitter. Have you ever tried poppers?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
It was a rush.
But it's only for a few seconds, right?
Yeah.
Or did it last for a while?
No, it only lasts for a few seconds. It's only a...
So you have to do it a few times during the process.
What?
Sex.
Oh, no, I haven't done it.
For sex?
No, because I was like, what is that? Like, I've never, like, actually done
I've
it.
I've done it once for sex, and I don't remember what it was like, but I'm more intrigued about it.
I've heard of many people doing that.
Yeah.
I have so not
I don't
done
know
it
if
myself.
I
want to
order it. I've seen companies, so if there's any company listening or any people that want to send me this to try, I'm down. Send me shit. I'll
are
try
it.
Are
you feeling
it?
I'll try it. Gmail? Are you feeling it? Because we were talking about.
Yeah. Are you feeling it? pod@gmail.com. Send me. I'll send you the address where to send shit. I'll definitely try whatever. And we were talking about maybe doing a Patreon. So.
Yeah, we could post some content there.
So, like, I will review poppers. I will review sex toys. I will. Whatever you want. Like, hit me up on our Gmail at areyoufeelingitpod@gmail.com. All one word. But anyway, so yeah. So I don't know. I was just curious because, like.
I have. And it's not for, like, that experience. Like, I would like to try it for that experience. That
yeah.
sounds nice.
I mean, like, I would obviously have to use a toy because I'm single.
Lonely.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely.
I was listening. I was driving through my car and. Usually I find, like, a few songs and put it on a playlist and mm-hmm. for while I'm driving so I don't have to, like, look at my phone.
For sure.
But the other day, so I just, when I, if I'm not on a playlist and I just plug my phone into my car, it'll bring up alphabetically the first song and start playing the very first song on my phone. And then if I hit skip, it randomly skips through my playlist, my whole songs.
Okay.
So I was doing that. I hit the button twice and I'm driving and I'm kind of down and then fucking the song I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry came on and I'm
oh
like,
oh my God.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I know iPhone. You hate that lonely song by Justin Bieber.
Oh, I hate... He's just crying in it.
It sounds...
That's a different... Yeah. But... And the reason why I'm, like, down is I have more to my ghost adventure stories.
Here we come.
Okay, so if y'all are fans of the pod, you know about my ghost adventures with Danny Phantom. Is
gotta
what we're calling
him. He's Danny Phantom.
And so if you're not, I was talking to this guy who was friends with our old neighbor who just, like, literally the kid, his friend used to live upstairs in one apartment over.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just lives across the street. Because
yeah.
we moved. But he's still our neighbor. Anyways, they're friends.
Still in the complex.
I believe he's trying to set me up with him before. And I was like, eh, not in it mentally in the time to be, like, set up like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, not at this time or whatever.
Not at this. I'm not accepting gentlemen callers at this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Period. No vacancies, you know, whatever. Year and a half goes by or whatever. And, like, I, like, see him. We start talking. Messaging. We started just messaging. And... So what happened next? Okay, so we started messaging. Oh, and we made plans for him to come over.
We did. Okay,
has he ghosted me once or twice?
Huh?
Twice. Okay,
twice.
So yeah, the first time. And so I cleaned the apartment.
Yep.
Did my bedding and everything.
I went and picked up his marijuana for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you went and picked up my weed
and
for
a soda
me.
And a
yeah.
stick and whatever. I was like,
I was
girl,
like
I
all
you.
Ready and prepared. He was supposed to be there. He asked me even, like, adjacently where I lived to his friend. And I told him. And the time he was supposed to be there, an hour went by, 2 hours went by. I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning and the kid never showed. That's when we played Toy Story, right?
Yep, we played yep. Toy Story.
And then he messages me and I'm like, okay, I'm understanding.
Yeah, we're gonna try this again.
I will try this again. I won't make it like a big deal out of it. I did pick up the place, but I didn't make like a big deal out of it in my mind.
Uh huh.
And then he stood me up again.
Yeah, once more.
And then
another
I don't know.
One.
And then so last week was it last week? Yeah, last week.
Uh huh.
I was like, okay. He messaged me. I don't know. Remember why? Or me? No, I messaged him drunk. I was drunk. It was Christmas.
Oh no.
Day. I sent him a message.
Oh, she was drunk. Oh, no. On Christmas, Andrew was drunk.
I was a very, very drunk Christmas Day.
I was at Christmas very well supervising the drunk people. I was not drinking. I did not partake. I did
yeah.
smoke a couple hits of something that I had brought. And then went downstairs, grabbed some food, chilled a minute, said hello,
yeah.
and said my goodbyes.
And said my goodbyes.
I had to go home.
But yeah, because Christmas I drank, for the most part, I think Charles helped me maybe a little bit, but I drank a whole fifth of Jack Daniel's apple. And then Charles and I split a pint of Evan William whiskey. Ooh. So I stayed on whiskey all night. So I felt great. I was just drunk, and I don't drink a lot anymore. So I sent him a message or whatever that night, and I woke up, and he actually replied.
How was the hangover?
Wasn't as bad as I thought.
Good for you.
It's still there, but not as bad.
Okay, so you replied to him.
Yep, and replied to him, and so we started talking, and he was like, I'm really going to show up. I was like, all right, I'm not going to put any fucking effort into it. Like, you're coming. I made my bed. I always make my bed, though.
He's a Virgo. He makes his bed.
Yeah. Try to make it so kosher for him, for his anxiety and everything. Like, anyone knows.
We were just chilling.
I'm super chill. Like,
I was playing Skyrim.
Yeah. So, oh boy actually shows up, fam. Shows up. We hang out. We watch a movie.
We watched Fuck 2020 or whatever. What was it? On Netflix?
Something about 2020. It was a mockumentary. It was great.
Mockumentary. So good.
And then we watched an episode of The Floor is Lava.
Yep. Oh my god, this is the whitest show.
After that, Tommy went to bed. Did you want home? Him and I, Danny Phantom and I went to my room. We didn't do anything sexual like that. Like, we literally stayed up and watched Dog the Bounty Hunter and cuddled until like 6 o'clock in the morning is when I finally passed out, probably.
Damn.
6, 7, 8 o'clock. Whenever you went to work, I was still up.
Uh-huh.
Said it several times that he'd be back here because we kept making jokes about it. Like, it was a great time. Mm-hmm. Great time. And then messaged him. He hung out with me the day before New Year's Eve. That's when he hung out with me. And then New Year's Day.
Let's be honest, it was an awkward interaction. He was very social anxiety.
Yeah.
He tried to, have a little conversation here and there. And it was good.
Yeah, it progressively got better. Yeah,
he just has little anxieties, mm-hmm. which is understandable. I have some social anxiety, too.
Right. I totally understand. Like, all we're doing, like, all I was, like, saying is, like, we're just chilling, watching TV.
Yeah,
we're just if you want to pop through and hang and smoke, like, you're a stoner, I'm a stoner, we're a stoner.
We're smoking. Let's smoke.
Yeah. And, like, no sexual advancements from either party. Like, literally nothing like that.
Like,
super PG-13. Yeah. Super chill. Which I'm a fan of because I don't... 9 out of 10 times I don't fuck on the first date.
Absolutely.
And...
Vestal Virgin.
Yes, ma'am. So, fast forward. New Year's Day, he messaged me once. I haven't heard from him. And I've messaged him several times because he's like just... blow the shit out of me if I do that again. So I tried, and I'm usually not that person. And I tried, and it didn't work, and I haven't heard from him to this day, and it is 8 days into the year.
Oh!
So, my trail with Danny Phantom ends there right now, and probably will stay there. Because I'm not doing it for a third time.
He was a whole lot. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot because he was just super anxious, but, it was just a whole lot because there's so
like,
much
I understand
go
you're
around.
Anxious, but, look what you're putting another person through. Like, and if you're listening to this, I'm not trying to shade you at all, but, you really have to understand. People don't ghost. And this is for everyone. Don't ghost. Be vocal.
Be vocal. If you're not feeling it.
And, I have ghosted someone.
You are not feeling it.
I have ghosted someone as of recently, so I'm, trying to take my own actions, too, in, the future. Okay. But you just can't. Stop doing it.
Be like, hey, I'm not feeling this. Thank you.
Yeah, just tell them. Use this podcast. I'm not feeling it.
I am not feeling it.
And if you were, you wouldn't have this conversation.
Oh, I wish we could do a radio show and, bring people on.
Right, we're working at it. This is what we're manifesting in 2021.
Manifested.
But on that Michigan accent came out.
And there.
On that, we're going to... get a bowl ready, get a drink, get hydrated, maybe take a piss.
Yep, get you something to drink, get you something to smoke, smoke along with us, drink along with us, take a sip, take a hit. We are going to be right back with the 7-day free trial
of
2021.
BRB.
Hey, feelers!
We just wanted to take a moment while we're taking a break on the podcast to say thank you for listening and wanted to make sure you're staying connected and staying engaged with us on our social media. Ooh. So, Tommy, where can they find us at?
They can find us on Twitter, RU, Feeling It Pod. They can find us on Instagram, RUFeeling_it. They can find us on TikTok, R_UFeelingIt. I'm sorry, all the other ones were taken. On Facebook, it's just Are You Feeling It? And if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to interact with us, if you want to have a conversation.
If you want to send me something.
If you want to send me something, you know. Then email us at areyoufeelingitpod@gmail.com.
It's super simple. That's all you have to do. Just add us. Follow us, like us, subscribe. We would love to get social with you, especially our overseas listeners. So thank you all for listening, and now we're going to get back to the pod.
Love you, mean it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Are You Feeling It? I know that was a weird intro because we're just back from break. How's everyone? Did everyone get to go to the bathroom, get a beverage? How'd you like our little new social media plug? Ding.
Ding.
Yes. So, Tommy, we are now 8 days into 2021. And do you know what that means?
A whole mess.
Do you know what that means?
Our 7-day free trial has now expired.
Yeah. Are you, are you purchasing 2021?
I would really not like to purchase 2021. No. I'm ready to unsubscribe right now.
I'm kind of thinking about asking for a full refund of my 7 days.
Yeah, I am unsatisfied. Yeah.
I would love to do what Polar Bears do and just hibernate until 2022.
Can I speak to customer service?
Right, right. Because, like...
I have my receipt.
The last 6 days have been a lot, and especially the day six. I mean, the first thing... I woke up because I was up late that night before. I woke up at like 1 because I wanted to be up in time to watch what was going on with the Senate and the House and everything, which we'll talk about later. But I wake up and I roll, and you know, I'm the one that checks my phone when I wake up first. Do you want to know what I woke up to?
What'd you wake up to?
That Kim and Kanye were getting a divorce, and that Kanye was fucking Jeffree Star.
Oh my god.
You saw that, right?
Yes, no, it's been all over TikTok, Twitter. Oh yeah, Twitter,
I showed you that one TikTok of the
all
bird. Of this,
oh my god, all the social media. It's been ridiculous. Okay. Poor Kim and Kanye.
I want to establish this, we're going to talk about it, but I want to establish it before we discuss. Do you think it happened?
Do you think personally
Kanye's dick has been in Jeffrey Lynn's mouth?
Maybe once or twice. I think she's covering up a little bit. I don't know. But like also somebody just like made up this rumor specifically because Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce. So they were like, what's going on? And so they just added Jeffrey there because Jeffrey moved to where? Wyoming.
Yeah.
Where Kanye is currently living.
Okay. But...
but that makes it shadier.
That does. And listen, where did Jeffrey live before living in Hidden Hills?
Calabasas.
Where does Kardashians live?
Calabasas.
And he's been stated before, the Kardashians are just right over there or whatever. Ooh. Like, stated that he's lived by them. That's my first, like, ooh, moment. And my... second one is, she did write about it in a 2009 song. She said, I suck Kanye's dick or whatever,
no,
and they call me a homies. One of the homies.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that. And the person that, like, diverts it so abruptly and, like, tries to play it off so smooth in my eyes is just trying to divert.
Jeffrey was like laughing at all the shit and being like, this is ridiculous.
Like, she's gone through and commented, like, Wendy Williams talked about Jeffrey on her show and...
well, because Jeffrey's trending right now. That's what she wanted.
And she retweeted and said, if she only knew about the actual rappers who visited my mouth, taking that shit to the grave, Miss Thing.
Ooh.
She also said it's hard to suck dick with a mask on. I understand. But where's that one? She also posted this sickening, like, picture of this, like, rainbow hair she's in. But the caption reads, I'm ready for Sunday service. And my connection is Kanye does church stuff now on Sundays with his music and shit.
Ooh.
And she posted this on a Wednesday.
Girl, what's going on?
Yeah. So I'm like, you're playing into it, and then you're like, saying no, and I'm just like, did Kris Jenner get to you? Because you know she works harder than the devil do.
What do you mean?
Because she started playing into it, and then she came out with the video that we just watched.
Yeah.
Where she was just like, the truth, and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Nobody works harder than the devil.
And I'm just like, okay, so did Kris get to you? Like.
Maybe.
Did Miss Illuminati herself?
Illuminati herself.
Like, I just...
We might not have to be able... We might not be able to say Illuminati herself as Kris Jenner. We're going to expose some bitches.
Well, that's what we here to do, because we got controversial topics.
Ooh, are you feeling it?
I don't know. So what do you think, Miss Thang over there?
Okay, so I feel like Jeffrey might be, like, covering up, uh-huh. And he might be playing into it a little bit, too. But yeah. You moved to Wyoming, and you made some... It looked a little shady. I don't know.
Especially like, with the last relationship, because we don't know if that was real or if that was a paid gig or...
She said somebody posted those fake, like, Twitter posts on a fake Twitter. I'm like, homie, that looks oddly like the person that you were just fucking.
Yeah.
And now he's saying all this shit, like, you paid him. I'm like... Honey, you're a Scorpio, I get it. You felt a little hurt, and so you wanted to be like, look, now I'm dating a basketball player.
Right.
Like, bitch, that's a little manipulative, a little fucked up. I mean, a lot of fucked up.
A lot. It's a lot of fucked up.
And now you're playing into this Kanye shit because you know you finna be trending.
She's like, I don't know why I woke up trending.
Girl.
Come on now.
Girl, boo.
You really think she didn't know why she woke up trending?
Ugh. She kinda got all
them
kids.
She's not going to want all them Pomeranians.
Girl, when did you fall asleep? Because I need to know when you woke up. Because you were probably reading this in the night before. Like.
I just don't get it.
I'm a pray for Miss Jeffrey.
And then that Laverne Cox video I sent you.
Oh my God.
On TikTok, yeah.
Yes.
About all the DL rappers.
Oh, yeah. Laverne Cox, and she plays Candy on Pose.
Yeah.
That was the other woman that was with her. And they were talking about, like, these DL rappers and, like, a lot of people you would know,
I mean, they, obviously it's happening.
Yeah.
Obviously.
People like trans women. Like, trans women are women at the end of the day. They're not a fetish.
And if there wasn't like that stereotype, it would be a whatever.
Well, Jeffrey's not even trans. Jeffrey's just, like, trans, gender fluid at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, there's a stereotype where, like, that's not normal in society's eyes. Uh-huh. So, now it's a spectacle where if this was...
Absolutely.
Non-stereotypical.
Where if it were just another... woman or whatever.
Kanye cheated.
It would blow up a little bit, but...
The headline, Kanye cheated.
Yeah.
Nah, Kanye with Jeffree Star.
Kanye beating Jeffree Star's cheeks on the night in Wyoming. Check it out, check it out.
I don't know. I'm kind of over it. There's nothing really great I've seen from Jeffree Star.
Not lately. No. You just selling something or showing something that you bought, and I'm okay, cute.
Do you want to know what I did find through the Twitterverse that led me to an Instagramverse?
Huh.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, what'd you find?
Oh, that's the... Okay, so the one I'm going to talk about later, but it's called Gaze Over COVID 2.0. And they go through and release, like, there's this app, I guess, where you can make underground parties.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they get the invites and, like, the flyers, and they'll post it and post pictures of people. Like, there was pictures from people from the Puerto Vallarta thing that just happened. And, like, they have one called Karen's for Gays, too. That's funny.
What?
Yeah. Just to, like, name and shame the people who are doing this. Like, Shangela, Silky, Vanjie all went to PV.
Oh, really?
And they've been named and shamed all over the social media.
For what?
Going to PV.
Oh, shit.
Because there's COVID, which that cough was not COVID. Oh, yeah. I'm just a smoker. So you're traveling to Mexico or part of Ayrton.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, you know? So that's what they're doing. That's what that website's for. Or that's what that Instagram's for.
That's just a whole lot.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I wish people, like, my mental health is declining. Why can't you stay home and your mental health declining?
Yeah, like, if like, everybody else is going to suffer, either, why can't baby? You suffer too? Like, why are these social media, like you said in the other podcast we had, why are these influencers and social media people, like, going places?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to be... Especially if it's, like, not even, like, it might be for promotion or whatever, but I'm like, if you're not actually performing and doing whatever, then
right.
you don't need to go.
And I don't want to be that person that calls out, like, Dixie and Charlie and Noah and, I mean, even though James is part of the Alphabet Mafia, uh-huh. like, I need to call out my own people, too, that are in the spotlight, because, like, you're doing no better. Like, Miss Shangie, uh-huh. like...
Ms. Like Trinity the Black.
Oh, Trinity, yeah. Trinity, Gia, Kimora, I think she said she didn't. No, Kimora did. Kimora Black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but stop doing it, y'all.
It's a mess.
It's awful. I want to get back to normal.
It just looks bad on you.
And I don't know how this vaccine, and a lot of, I just don't.
You gotta make your money, I guess, but.
We're making our money with
I'm trying to make my money the way
y'all
I can.
Y'all have, I mean, yeah, right, this is.
Y'all have a platform.
Y'all have a platform. And making a podcast is the easy.
Yeah.
As quickly and as we've learned and have put out so much content already.
We're continuing to grow. We're continuing to, like, up our arsenal of equipment.
And just literally as people from Michigan that don't have that high of a platform.
Absolutely. And we're out here just trying to promote ourselves and get what we
got. You have that platform. Go talk. Do.
Stop.
Make YouTube videos with it. Right. Make your money that way.
Are you spreading or Bob and Monet up on can something? Do it. Yeah, Bob and Monet are killing the
fucking
rivalry.
Trixie and Katya.
Trixie and Katya, Willem and Alaska.
Alaska with Race Chaser.
Yep.
Fucking, I just don't understand. Like, my mind's astonished if two of us that don't have a platform can do this because we're trying to do something.
Yeah.
And get to that type of platform. Well, somebody that's already at that platform just won't put in the actual work.
Doesn't want to.
Just wants to go back to old ways and won't
some people
commit
just
to what we have to do for now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taking your rights away forever. It's just like, calm the fuck down. If you stay home, this will all be over.
A period.
Yes.
A poo.
And I still don't know anyone personally I think that's gotten COVID. I know one person.
I know one person.
So, I'm glad we've been safe and the people around us have been safe.
Yep.
But, I don't know, it's still scary times out there.
It is. It's rough.
And even living in Michigan where it's dark by 4 or 5 o'clock, it's always gloomy and gloomy like a Resident Evil scene.
Listen, this 7-day free trial is over. And yeah. I don't want it anymore.
And
as much as the next person.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to discuss that more. After we come back from this little smoke break, because day 6, it wasn't just Kim and Kanye. There was a lot more that went down in this world
more that we need to talk about.
Yeah. So, get ready for this conversation.
Some important issues we have to address today.
If you're driving, take a sip of whatever beverage you're drinking.
Yep.
Light up a cigarette if you're a smoker. If you're at home, go pee. Grab some snacks, grab a drink, because we're going to dish some fucking
shit. We are diving
shit.
All the way in.
Absolutely.
So hang in there with us.
Be right back.
Hey, feelers!
We just wanted to take a moment while we're taking a break on the podcast to say thank you for listening, and wanted to make sure you're staying connected and staying engaged with us on our social media. Ooh. So, Tommy, where can they find us at?
They can find us on Twitter, capital R, capital U, Feeling It Pod. They can find us on Instagram, @RYouFeeling_it. They can find us on TikTok, @R_YouFeelingIt. I'm sorry, all the other ones were taken. On Facebook, it's just @RYouFeelingIt. And if you want to be on the podcast, if you want to interact with us, if you want to have a conversation.
If you want to send me something.
If you want to send me something, then email us at RYouFeelingItPod@gmail.com.
It's super simple. That's all you have to do. Just add us. Follow us, like us, subscribe. We would love to get social with you, especially our overseas listeners. So thank you all for listening, and now we're gonna get back to the pod.
Love you, mean it. Welcome back. What it is, what it do.
How's everyone doing? Did we get relaxed and comfortable and ready for this conversation?
I'm ready for this conversation. I'm ready to get into this so-called Civil War, the remix part 2.
Yeah, the dreaded day 6. I believe you probably have heard me say several times, or have seen it on my social media, like, I'm waiting for January 6th, because that is either going to be the downfall or the uprise of the Republican Party.
Yeah. And they decided they was gonna uprise.
No, they were gonna downfall, because what happened was definitely the downfall of the Republican Party.
Well, yeah, the downfall, but they... Yeah. Uproar.
But there was an uproar from the Trump supporters. Yes. To try and siege the Capitol, like, this is a scene from Olympus Has Fallen, is absolutely disgusting.
Can I say something controversial yet brave?
Oh, we got a Trixie statement in the house. What's up, baby?
Controversial yet brave.
Yeah.
In my belief, the people who did this are terrorists.
They are domestic terrorists.
And absolutely. My belief, they are the uneducated, radical Trump supporters who don't believe in the news, who think the news is fake, when they're live streaming this shit. Like, it's just a whole lot. They only want to believe their side of things, yeah. And their side of things is unrealistic and wrong and hateful.
Well, the thing is, I watched this great TikTok, and it was a Stitch, and she laid it out for this man so perfectly. She was just like, the thing about what you call a party is, you are praising one man, and you're saying you're a Christian, and you're supposed to praise false prophets. The difference between the Democratic Party is, after Hillary lost, yes, we had the Russian interference investigation. We investigated that.
Yeah.
As you should when somebody tries to tamper with your election.
Yeah, you want to find out what's going on.
Yeah. Did it all legally. Mueller report came out, whatever. Trump got impeached for an action that he caught doing that was not involved with that. So he didn't get impeached for Russia, he got impeached for the Ukraine situation.
Yeah.
But after that election, like, we started focusing on who was next for the party.
Uh-huh.
We weren't on that person. We're not. Hillary still needs to be in office. She got more popular votes. Da-da-da-da. Yes, we need to have a conversation about the Electoral College, and it sucks that the Republicans had to go through 2020 to realize that the Electoral College needs to be either gone or revamped.
Yeah.
But now you're taking it so far where you're just idolizing one man. We're not idolizing Biden.
We are not.
We don't have a bunch
He's
of...
Uncle
I have
Joe
one,
is whatever.
I have one Biden shirt.
I don't have any
because
Biden
I thought it was all
apparel.
Right. But for me, I was like, this is historical in my opinion.
Yeah.
I want to have a shirt. I don't wear the shirt often. I've maybe worn it twice, and I've had it since June.
Yeah.
And so, like, after Biden, if Biden doesn't run in 2024, we will then rally for whoever our nominee is.
The next.
That's what you're supposed to do.
We are not just, like, Trumpers.
We're not...
for. Like, this feels like Nazi kind of shit. Like,
you're so cling to one man and not the value of the party that that man represents. Remember, you're in a party.
Just the lies that that man spews.
It's not an ideology. You're following what one man says to a T, and he's not educated at all.
No, he's a Gemini. I don't want to down any Geminis, but
mean, we can.
I'm just saying. Like, he's got two sides to him. He is not a good person.
Right.
Like, he can flip-flop. Like, he can be one person in front of the social media
and
then behind people's backs be a snake. He is a snake.
And don't think just because he was, like,
that's not all Geminis, that's that one.
Right. But don't think just because he was trying to give us $2,000 makes him a good guy. It doesn't. That was just him trying to see if they actually did it. So if he could run in 2024 and we never heard this Georgia phone call that we did hear.
Uh-huh.
Then he could have had the potential to run again. But with the Georgia phone call on top of what happened yesterday.
Absolutely.
There's no way this man should be legally eligible to run for any public office ever again.
No.
He should be behind bars for treason.
For creating violence.
And I'm sorry.
Or hyping up violence, honestly.
I did... fix the New York Post headline in a tweet. I don't feel that sorry about it. It's controversial yet brave. But the headline was, "Protester killed in Capitol was Air Force vet from California, and it has two pictures of her in the link to the article. My fix and edit was domestic terrorist killed attempting to storm the Capitol.
Period.
Why is it when it's Black Lives Matter, we are terrorists, we are Antifa, which I don't understand what's wrong with saying someone's Antifa. Like, it's just anti-fascism.
Anti-fascism.
But that's a different topic. But why is it we're thugs and terrorists and rioters and looters? And,
yeah.
But when it's these white people, and as two white people,
yeah,
to have this conversation, like, it's not... For me, it's
but
not...
But we are part of the LGBT community,
yeah,
and...
Yeah, so we're discriminated against in a different
for that,
way.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, it's not my... It's only my position to speak on it when it's necessary to speak on it. I don't want to be a white warrior.
No, I
or
support
a white savior.
It in full
it's my
swing.
Job to listen and to understand.
Yes.
And to be there to support when I'm needed to be there for
and
support.
And learn.
Yes,
listen
and to learn and
learn.
To educate myself. So, but so I just don't understand why they're labeled that, but this, they're protesters.
Yeah.
Excuse
I don't understand.
Me?
They were rioters. They were smashing windows. They were getting onto people, or onto the balconies that you need, like, closure to get there.
I've seen the video of her being shot. I saw it on Facebook.
Oh my god.
And she was literally, like, feet away from, she was trying to jump through this window that was busted out. And that would have made her, like, 5 feet away from the door that every congressperson was in still.
Oh, my God.
And they shot her.
I mean...
You're that close to our elected officials, and you're storming the Capitol.
That's scary shit.
And our Capitol hasn't been stormed since, what, 1812 or 1817? One of those years?
The last time something happened at the Capitol, it was in 1950-something, and it was, like, some Puerto Rican man. He had a Puerto Rican flag. I don't know.
Yeah, but to be actually stormed by, like, a group of people like that.
To be
under
by
siege.
A group of people, it was...
1812 or 1817, I think, one of those 2 years.
I'm just saying this is terrorism.
But, yeah, and exactly. So, but where is this $900 or $700 billion defense fund going?
Yeah.
To where our capital is that easy to be broken into?
It's ridiculous.
If you just have enough people.
But did you see how many cops and people and security were on the Capitol when the Black Lives Matter protests were going on?
The National Guard?
Yep.
Yep. And did you see that the cops let those protesters in and was telling them
they
to come
did.
On in?
They basically were like, oops, we
or
can't hold
the,
it anymore.
I did
come
see
on in.
One black officer being chased upstairs by a group of them.
I saw that
I
too.
I felt so horrible for that man. But I did see this funny TikTok where this girl was like, oh, that video, if I was him, I would have did the Spartan kick and had him tumble down the stairs and start stomping him in the face and she was
I'm
doing
sorry
it
about
the
it.
Phone.
I feel like he was trying to, like, peacefully lure them away from somewhere.
Well, as, I mean, in my eyes, as a black man with a bunch of white, redneck country folks with AR-15s and guns in their hands.
Yeah.
And you have a baton and maybe a gun or maybe a taser. I don't know what he was equipped with.
I wasn't in the room. I don't know the scenario.
But as a storm of people... stomping up the stairs towards you, like,
that's just
scary. Absolutely.
It's a scary situation to be in.
And it was
I
a scary situation to watch. And for people like Christian Walker to it, and that dude Alex Jones, let me get his name. Let me, because we got a name and blame. We're going to name and shame.
Name and shame.
His name is Alex Jackson. He is part of the U.S. military. He was on my Facebook. I don't know why. Probably because he is attractive. I'll give him that. And it was probably like a thirst trap because I'm a hoe for visuals or whatever. So whatever, we have different ideologies, which is fine, but like our friend Junior, we have different ideologies. Our friend Jesse, we have different ideologies, but we can have a conversation. He could not, and when you would ask him a question, he would not answer it.
Oh, no.
At all. He just went around it. And like, obviously I have more liberal friends, so like, obviously they're there like shaming him as well, because it's funny as fuck.
And this is what I mean, not all people in the Republican Party are uneducated.
No.
I'm and just Junior saying the least, people who are, like, jumping around the conversation don't really know what they're talking about. Just, like, following the lies of Trump. You are in a cult, sir, ma'am.
But, like, that's what I love about Junior. Like, yesterday, he even admitted, he was like, I don't like to read. I actually hate it. So, like, I like to have conversations so people can explain it to me and I can form my own opinion. We can have a conversation about it. I was like, bet, we can have coffee sometime and do that. But, like, people like Alex Jackson and Christian Walker, too, have praised this day, to praise this uprising, to praise a third party forming just for Trump. Mm-hmm. Like, this Alex Jackson kid told me, like, it's a win-win scenario. Joe Biden for 20 to 2024, and then Trump again 2024 to 2028, and then Don Jr., after he wants Don a Trump Jr. dynasty, just like the Bushes and the Clintons.
No, no, no. No, I don't need no Donald Trump
we
Jr.
We do not need any more American political dynasties. I hate that.
I don't need that cokehead.
No. And I don't need that Kimberly bitch being our first lady.
He said.
But the reality that these
people... Hello, America.
Yeah. The reality that these people live in is absolutely astonishing to
It's me. Insane to me.
And, like, I have family included
and
in
it's because and it's people like Mitch McConnell who are saying Biden has already said that he's going to raise your taxes and hike them up. And I'm like, it's not...
They're going to raise Mitch McConnell's taxes and hike them up, not the people working at McDonald's.
That's why he's so worried about it, is because he's in that top 1%.
He's in that tax bracket
to where he makes enough money to survive then some.
Right. But I will give it to Mitch McConnell, because when yesterday happened, he was like, he's...
He agrees
Joe Biden,
that this was a terrorist attack.
As much as I don't agree with him losing, and I wish to God it was the opposite way around, this is a fair and free election. He won. We're just here to do a procedural thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, the objections and da-da-da. Just like he. So I was like, I give you that, but I don't. That doesn't wipe away all the shit you've done and the shit you just blocked for me bettering my life.
Absolutely.
But like, people like John or Josh Hawley, that senator, and Ted Cruz should have their seats taken away, and they should resign.
Absolutely.
They should resign for inciting violence.
Wasn't John Hawley the one who... it wasn't Mitch McConnell that I was thinking of. It was Ted Cruz who was fucking...
With AOC?
With AOC.
Yeah, that was Ted Cruz, because even AOC is, like, coherent enough, just like everyone else, and even Republicans have came after them. For being like, you need to resign.
They need to resign. Especially that John Hawley guy. Because he out here, like, I don't know what it was. Donations or something like that.
Nope, that was Ted Cruz.
That was Ted Cruz. Okay.
Here, I'll pull it up. I have it. Oh, right here. She got a text that says, from Ted Cruz. It says, Ted Cruz here. I'm leading the fight to reject electors from key states unless there is an emergency audit of election results. Will you stand with me? So it's a campaign text. I'm sorry, a fundraiser text. And so the thread starts out with Senator Ted Cruz saying the attack on the Capitol was a despicable act of terrorism and shocking assault on our democratic system. We must come together and put this anger and division behind us. We must, and I am confident we will, have a peaceful and orderly transition of power. Bullshit, and he attaches an official statement. AOC comes back and says, Senator Cruz, you must accept responsibility for how you craven self-serving actions contributed to the death of 4 people yesterday, and how you fundraised off of this riot. Both you and Senator Hawley must resign. If you do not, the Senate should move for your expulsion. I agree. He responds, AOC, you are a liar. Leading a debate in the Senate on ensuring election integrity is doing our jobs, and it's in no way responsible for the despicable terrorist who attacked the Capitol yesterday. And sorry, I ain't going anywhere when you and your socialist buddies... And there's more, but I don't care to continue to that one. Where she responds with that text message and says, oh, you're accusing me of lying? Isn't this you? Your campaign sent out fundraiser messages as people were sieging the Capitol. You claim to be leading the fight to reject electors. Clashing started at around 1:20. This message was sent after the Capitol was breached. And there was more, but that's kind of like the scenario. Like, I am so proud of people like AOC calling this out.
Calling people out for this stuff.
And I guess Mike Pence is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment, so...
I wish he would.
I believe now it's in Nancy Pelosi's hands to see if they're going to move forward with impeachment, which they absolutely should.
They should. I mean, he got 13 days. Let's just get him the fuck out of
and
the
place. And as, like, people in the Alphabet Mafia, us being like, I'd rather have Pence in office, like, I never thought I would say, because he absolutely hates our community.
Yeah.
But for the next 12 days, I'd rather him be president of the United States.
He can't do shit in 12
days.
No,
just transitioning power.
Yep.
That's all he can really do. It's going to be nice on his resume that he was president.
Yep. For 5 minutes.
I mean, unless we want to remove both and just have Nancy as the first female president for 5 days.
For full 5 days.
Like, I don't know. What is your take on this whole thing?
It's a whole lot. Yesterday's attack and everything, like, that was scary. I watched the whole live stream the whole time it was happening. I was also watching it on social media, just getting the whole scoop, figuring it out. Watching these Trumpers attack the Capitol and just smashing stuff with crowbars and taking down the American flag and replacing it with a Trump flag.
And flying a Confederate flag, which has never been done in the Capitol's history.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just, it's scary shit.
Yeah, it looked like a movie from, like, Olympus Has Fallen or some shit.
It's not my tea, and I don't like this idea of a civil war part two, the remix. And people are here, like, these people who support Trump or people who are in the Republican Party who may be uneducated about certain things are, like, who's ready for this civil war? Not me.
The one dude had a shirt that said MAGA Civil War 2 in January 6, 2021 on his shirt.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they had apparel for it.
One person was asked, what are you doing out here? We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution. And I'm like, no.
Like, they had no thought in their brain of the illegal activity that they were doing and what they were doing.
And I hope that they get prosecuted to every extent of the law.
In my eyes, what that really means, sieging the Capitol, and I feel like everyone is taking it kind of lightly, in my eyes, that is declaring war.
That is
on your own country, which in retrospect is the start of a civil war.
Is that treason?
Yeah, it's treason.
Yeah.
And I think they're mostly trying to get them for trespassing, is what the most charges, I think, have rolled out for.
You better charge them for trespassing 10 times over.
I'm just...
Somebody gotta pay for them windows.
Yeah, it sucks that our Capitol has to be boarded up with plywood because American citizen decided to storm and siege.
The same kind
of thinking that it was American a revolution citizens. And they didn't do anything. Like... Literally, the message they didn't do anything besides that they're just fucking terrorists and that the president is awful. And then they didn't do anything into the response of it that they got to go home and chill out in the hotel rooms and be perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
Like, excuse me? 4 people died. You
that
stormed
is gross.
The U.S. Capitol and nothing's being done.
But if it were the Black Lives Matter movement on those Capitol steps...
There would have been blood. There would still be cleaning up blood.
Those steps would have been soaked in blood.
Yeah.
People would have been pepper sprayed more. People would have been... It would have been a whole mess.
Yeah. Well, since the 6th, so like 2 days ago now, technically, the TV out here has been mostly on MSNBC. And I was watching it today, and they brought on Big Gretch.
Good.
And they were talking about it, and she was just like, I mean, why didn't we see this coming? Because they did this here 8 to 9 months ago when they stormed our Capitol.
Absolutely.
Remember? They did the same damn thing already, and then they tried to fucking kidnap me. This is nothing new for the state
Gretchen
of Michigan.
Gretchen almost got kidnapped.
So maybe other states, y'all will have to let us know, or if you're other countries, because I want to talk more
how
about that.
How fucked up is your state?
how like, insane is your state going over what happened? Because I feel like our state, everyone's talking about it, but it's not an insane feeling, because I'm like, I feel like we've seen this just in the summer.
Yep.
Like, just...
I was heated about it in the summer, and to have this
because
happen
because it was literally... I don't know if it was... We went... Gigi and I went to the Black Lives Matter protest.
Uh-huh.
And then that happened. Like, their next protest, or their protest happened, and then the Black Lives Matter happened. I don't know which one, but it was either...
I don't
either,
know which correlated,
but a lot. We lost... The United States has lost their place on the national stage.
Yeah. They thought they were the shining...
No.
On the
All
hill.
These other countries are... Literally finding ways to get into our capital and seeing our downfalls and shit.
Yeah.
But also, laughing at us. Canadians have made TikToks like, we can be your emotional support, Canadian. I'm like, ooh, let me get Priyanka. But but it's just so sad.
America
and I would, I'd
failing.
Rather, I'd rather live in Canada. If any of our Canada listeners, if we have any, is there a way we can get a citizenship now during the pandemic because of what's going on here? Like, shit's getting kind of scary.
You got a room for rent?
Yeah.
I just want to know.
I mean, We're both performers. We both are podcast hosts, and we both can do other things as well.
We can interview you.
We can get jobs quickly.
You can get my COVID test results.
Yeah.
They are negative.
So, we have two cats.
Beanarella.
Let us know. But literally, I would love not to be in the United States anymore.
No, it's a nut.
Or even if I could just take a vacation to Canada for the next 12 days until Joe Biden's in office, that'd be great.
Ugh, I just have a bad feeling
that
something worse is going to come.
On the 20th, I'm very nervous. I really think they should do the inauguration via Zoom because I'm nervous for the 20th.
I'm nervous that they're going to try it. I don't even want to speak it into existence, knock on wood. I am nervous that they're going to try to assassinate Joe Biden.
Uh-huh.
And I am not about it.
So let me ask you, and if we have any like government people listening, this is just our opinion. We're not planning anything. We're both just chilling at home smoking.
We're just scared for the
And we just want to have the honest conversation. So, and that's scary. That's just funny for my high ass to say anything. Like, just in case somebody who works in the government is listening, I want to cover my track because I don't want to be like that. But in retrospect, I want to ask up front, do you think an actual Civil War II would happen?
I would hope not. I would hope people are smart enough and have learned from the first Civil War. The first Civil War that was enacted by people of the same mindset of the people who attacked the Capitol the other day.
Yeah.
Like, this did not work the first time. And it's not going to work the second time.
Yeah.
This is not the South will rise again.
Yeah, no.
This is not that. And it will never be that. We are land of the free, home of the brave. Not land of the wild.
I wouldn't say we're fully land of the free because...
We are not land of the free.
Junior and I had that conversation on Facebook.
Absolutely.
But as I'm sitting here, like, thinking about it, logistically my brain is like, yeah, it's going to happen. And I've talked about it before, why I think it's going to be... I didn't think it would be politically... a civil war, like, that would cause the war. I thought it would be wealth because of what's going on in the pandemic.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to start it. But now I'm kind of in the middle of which one it would be. But, so I want to say yes, I think it's going to happen. But when I think about it harder, I'm just like, well, they just seized the Capitol. And that didn't start it. So what...
Event. What is it going to take?
What event would it take for it to start? Because I don't know what else there would be, because that's kind of ballsy to do right out the get, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't know.
It's just scary.
It's just scary. And then they have like apps like Parler where they can talk about literally anything. Is that free speech is where all the Republicans went after Facebook, which I'm so glad social media banned Trump for a few days.
Thank God.
Well, except for Twitter. He was only banned for 12 hours. He's back. He's only tweeted one thing, which is a video of him technically conceding. Which also, he's had like 6 staffers already resigned, which is hysterical. Betsy DeVos is fucking gone. Bye, bitch. You should be in jail. So I hope the feds come after your ass.
Thank you. Goodbye, Betsy DeVos. Yeah.
So, where was I going with that?
As cabinet members have...
His cabinet members got fired. Sorry, yeah. I'm so high.
So
where was I going with that? I don't know. So they banned his Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch until he's out of office. Just so nothing else pops off.
Oh, good.
Twitter only had him banned for 12 hours, but they deleted 2 of his tweets, which has never been done before, I believe.
Wow.
And they banned him for 12 hours. So, he's banned on every platform except for Twitter. He probably has an underground Parler.
Yeah.
Account or whatever, but...
He's talking shit somewhere.
That's where I think they're planning. Now, I don't think they're planning on Facebook. I think they're secretly planning on apps like Parler and shit.
That's scary to think about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a Parler account. I've never seen it. I've seen pictures of what it looks like. It looks really weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like, this is completely free speech, no one gets censors, da 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 da, and I'm just like, so this...
This is where you go to talk that good shit.
This is the new dark web where the potential civil war is being planned.
That's,
yeah. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand why there would be a war because of the presidency. Why I don't understand how people think it's stolen. Is the election completely 100% true? Not, I don't want to say true, but like 100% correct? No. Has it ever been? No.
No.
This is nothing new. 2016 was just different because there was actual results of interference from a foreign country.
Yeah.
So that had to be investigated. There's been no results. Every court case and everything has been thrown out from little courts to the Supreme Court. And those were nominees that Trump picked in the Supreme Court. Three of them.
It's a whole lot.
And they still didn't favor for him. So I'm just excited for Joe and
I'm excited Kamala for Joe. I'm excited for Kamala, yep.
And, yeah.
So. I'm excited, too. We'll bring whatever's coming up next week, this next 7-day trial.
Yeah.
We'll be back on.
I guess we can get the 14-day extension.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting charged. I want customer services number.
Yeah. I need to speak to a manager. I'm going to go full Karen.
Excuse me? Oh, before. If we listen with our ears.
Before we end that topic, like I was saying, the gaze over COVID or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There's this another one called Home Growth Terrorist, and this is a Instagram that has pictures and identities of everyone from that they have from that siege. Like, I'll show you right here. Let me take this off this thing. Like, this guy's identity has been confirmed as Jason Alexander.
Oh, wow.
Which, if you scroll up, we find out that that's Britney Spears' ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
Was there. But, like, these other people, like, identified as Elizabeth Koch. She's a terrorist, is what they're calling her. Like, he's identified as Stephen Diggs, Jen Ryan. And, like, they'll find the social media. Or, like, they found this one girl's Zillow account to leave. Yeah. So, go follow that. It's on Instagram. It's called Home Growth Terrorist. And see if you know anyone. And we name and shame around here.
We name and shame out here.
But yeah, so I don't think we're going to do end of the week rants because
no, we just this ranted podcast so much. Was
kind of just the rant, and we're so happy y'all sat through. And let us know how you felt about your first 7-day trial of 2021.
Let us know on social media. Have a good night. Day. What?
What?
I'm way high.
Okay, so Tommy's high. I'm going to roll us out of here really quick. You know we usually plug all of our social media, but we're going to have our first commercial plugged in with all of our social media in here that you probably already heard, so we're not going to waste our time there. The last thing I'm going to say is, if you want to send us anything, we said the email already. Are you feeling it? pod@gmail.com. And don't forget to check us out. We're getting ready tomorrow to watch the second episode of season 13 of
So excited.
So make sure you check us out with our new podcast kind of subsection.
New intros, yeah. New subsections.
New intros, yeah. So it's Are You Feeling It? Let's Talk Drag Race. And we'll be reviewing season 13, episode 2. So watch out for that Tuesday. And we will see you guys next week on Friday for our main Are You Feeling It podcast.
Holla at me. I know you know me.
Have a great day. Bye.